Live from the heart of America, right here in Studio G. Fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom, I'm Steve Gruber, being brutally honest with you every day. I mean, look, somebody's got to tell you the truth. I'm the guy, right? I'm here to tell you the truth. No matter how much it hurts you, right? So I got three big things to tell you about this hour. Number one, consumers' energy is going underground. It's true. Consumers' energy is going underground, burying power lines. Number two, we've got Michigan State Police Director removing high-ranking officers, several of them. Nobody's quite clear why. We'll try to find out for you. And number three, the Michigan Court of Appeals rules income tax reduction is temporary, yeah? So the tax while every state in America is trying to lower taxes, your state is doing something different. Yeah, your state is raising taxes, and the Michigan Court of Appeals is on board. Ruled in the case of the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan v. Eubanks that the 4.05% income tax for 2023 would not remain in effect for 2024. Your taxes are going up, kid. Joe Aragona of Clinton Township shared with Michigan News Source how surprised and extremely disappointed about learning the court's decision he was. When you go back and ask the governor at the time and the legislature at the time what was your intent, even the Democrats understood at that time this was supposed to be an income tax reduction in perpetuity. Oh, but you can't do that if you've got a 77 or 78 or $81 billion state budget for the year, double what they spend in Pennsylvania. He was on staff during the time of the legislation's passing, explaining that both parties understood it was going to go in perpetuity. We're supposed to be saving money here. Every state in America is trying to cut taxes to attract people. That's why states like Florida and Tennessee have no state income tax. So if people who voted yes said, yeah, this is going to be in perpetuity, this is not just for a year. Those who voted no said, I'm voting no because this is going to go into perpetuity. So everybody in the legislature and the governor knew this was forever. But the new governor and attorney general decided that they can try to find some sort of legal clause, and unfortunately the court went along with them. They know how to use the money a lot better than you do. That's the takeaway. Government's smarter than you are. That's the takeaway. To be honest, I doubt we're ever going to have an income tax reduction with the Democrat majority and with Governor Whitmer. I don't see a path forward, he said in the interview with Michigan News Source. I know they want to appeal it, and I hope the Supreme Court does what it should. But if it didn't, I would love to be part of the legislative fix to ensure this does go into perpetuity. Lower taxes, folks. And that's why property taxes are going to be on the ballot this fall. People are sick of it. There's a ballot initiative that's going to eliminate property taxes forever in Michigan. And several things, by the way. There are 12 states in America right now working to reduce their income tax to zero. 12. One state is working to increase taxes that I'm aware of. One. And you live there. Congratulations. Really proud of you. I bet you're pretty thrilled about it, too. Oh, and by the way, only some of you will pay it because a lot of folks... they won't be paying anything. No, they won't be paying anything. You'll be picking up the bill. How about this? Let's go to bite number seven there, Anthony. Bite seven. Over on Fox Business, Charles Payne talking about the war on America, the war on how we run our economy. He said it's ongoing right now. Bite number seven. Listen to this.
This is a war against capitalism. The State of the Union, President Biden brought up the Civil War and FDR and the idea of fighting on two fronts. This is the fight he's talked. This is the fight they're really having. It's a war on capitalism, bigger government. How can your budget go up 44% pre-pandemic? That was only 4 years ago. Yeah. So we've never really had, the problem has never really been getting the cash, right? It's been spending. So if the budget is $7 trillion and they get five next year, next time it's $8 trillion, it never stops.
You talk about the housing affordability, and it makes me think about the dynamic of the president and the left saying, oh, well, we're providing all these handouts, right? We're going to have all this government backstop and stimulus that's going to drive growth. But at the same time, we've got to pay for that. And when it comes to affordability, our interest rates have all had to go up
right.
to pay for that massive government spending that led to inflation.
Right.
So end of day, you have to ask yourself, who's eventually going to pay for this? Nothing is free.
That's right. Nothing is free. In fact, I want to go to bite 16 now. Nothing is free. Bidenomics. Bidenomics is a disaster on every measure. Every measure. I mean, look, food prices, rent prices, the cost of getting a mortgage, used cars, eggs, milk, butter, whatever. Where is it better? Anybody, raise your hand in the back. Where is it better? You back there. Bite 16, listen.
Look, millions of renters are also out there in trouble. We're also cracking down on those landlords who break the antitrust laws by price-fixing those rents. Landlords should be competing to give folks the best deal, not conspiring to charge them higher rent.
You know, I actually consider that to be the one thing that might be true in all of this. Raising rent might be predatory a little bit right now. And the reason I say that is simply this. If you bought your building, you've got a rental building, and you bought it several years ago, and your interest rate's 2%, and you have a fixed payment, then raising rent would seem a bit predatory. Now, I don't want the government coming in and joining the party. I just want you to think about what you're doing, right? I want you to think about what you're doing and how it all fits into what we're doing around here. Oh, and here's something. I want to give you a shift gears for just 1 second. Because the Republicans, of course, have lost the advantage. Republicans have lost the advantage in the Senate, very close to the House. And one of the reasons the House, they got rid of George Santos. But in the Senate, they don't get rid of Bob Menendez. And one senator keeps saying that's absolutely wrong. His name is John Fetterman, believe it or not. Bite 13, Anthony, I want you to pull this up. Bite 13, John Fetterman, saying Menendez is a sleaze bag. Here it is.
And it's been clear that my colleagues want to keep him around. And now we have his trial in less than 2 months, and that's going to handle it.
I mean, what does it say about this institution that he's still serving in here?
I don't know what it says other than that they guess they're just okay with having a sleazeball in the Senate.
Having a sleazeball. In the Senate. There you have it. All right. It is home show time of the year. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Home show time of the year. But before I get there, we're going to talk to Liz Peek, my good friend, about what she thinks about everything going on. So don't go anywhere. Liz will be weighing in straight ahead on the Steve Gruber Show.
Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Home sweet home, right? You've spent a lot more time there in the last 3 years, and you may even work from home now. You check smoke detectors, furnace filters, and for carbon monoxide. Have you checked your radon levels? Radon is the leading cause of lung cancer behind smoking. Radon is an odorless radioactive gas present in all homes, and no family should be at risk when you can reduce your radon exposure. Test now, test regularly. Learn where to get a test kit at michigan.gov/radon. Sponsored by Eagle and MAB.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.